Hello and welcome to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. I'm joined by Clem Chambers down the line, who is the CEO and founder of ADVFN. Good morning to you, Clem. Are you well?
Good morning, Matt. Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Well, thanks very much for coming onto the show as always. And well, here we are. We're in Q4 already of the year. How do you think it's going to pan out? Is everything going to unwind? All these asset class bubbles potentially are going to pop and downwards we go. Is that your view for the coming months?
I'm not really a big fan of, this is a bubble, that's a bubble.
Understood.
Although obviously, I've written about Bitcoin being a bubble months ago, and now I don't think it is. My major concern is reverse QE from America. Because what we've been enjoying has been money flows from QE and valuation and support from QE, and now that's going to go into reverse. So in my little brain, that says, hard times ahead, or at least less easy times ahead. Now, it's meant to be cancelled out by economic growth, and we're now back on the road after 10 years, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, could happen. But I'm a great believer in money flows rather than narrative. Money flows, tide comes in, boats rise, tide goes out, boats go down. So I'm kind of bearish, and I've been doing a lot of what I call portfolio hygiene over the last week or so, much to the joy of my brokers. And that's to go through everything I've got and go, why have I got this? Oh, I remember. Well, it doesn't look such a smart move now, does it? Get rid of it. Yeah. Oh, what are these shares? Oh, I bought them and they collapsed. Oh, I don't care if they're an option. Get rid of it. Oh, that one's doing really, really well. It's kind of looking toppy. Get rid of it. So anything that isn't, smack in the middle of happiness, I've been getting rid of and, pulling down my risk profile, going to what they always say is risk off. So I'm not quite risk off yet. I'd say I'm pretty much, 60% in. And, I think I'd prefer in my heart to be like, well, on a bad day, I want to be 40% in. And on a good day, I wish I was 80% in. But on balance, at least 50-50, and probably towards a bit more cash than I've got positions. But I haven't got there because there's still quite a lot of value out. And all my indicator that was worrying me has turned around. It hit a bottom, it didn't break down, it's gone back. FTSE in a bear market. I mean, you can look at that channel. It's a bear channel. America in a bull market, but tech's a little bit bearish. So it's a mixed pattern. I can't see how it can't be a mixed pattern with that reverse QE kicking off and with interest rates, set to rise. Property in London has gone into reverse. And there's good reasons for that, and it's obvious. But it took quite a long time. So there's a fair amount of lag these days between the obvious and it happening. And I think that's because of the way that central banks have been basically supporting everything and nannying everybody. And a lot of people in the market have not seen a bear market. And I don't mean modern bear markets, which is like, oh, it crashed. We're now in a bear market. I mean, bear market in the good old days used to mean the tendency was down. And I think the tendency in the UK is down in the same way as the tendency on the pound is up, and for the same reason.
Understood. And when you're doing your spring cleaning of the Clem Chambers portfolio, albeit we're now in October, what decides what will make the cut and what doesn't make the Clem Chambers cut and gets ditched off the portfolio?
I saw a very interesting ad from a hedge fund, and their catchphrase was conviction. And I thought, conviction as a fund manager, you don't want one of them. But it's actually, do I have, when I re-examine my positions, do they look, pretty much as good as they did when I took them on? And often, positions wane or wax, or, you make a lot of money, but it's not looking like it's going to go much further. So if I looked at a position, I made a lot of money, and I thought it could go a lot further, say, for example, like CMC's share price, it's come back from that fall, which was the prompt for me to get in, but it could go, 20-30% further, then I would go, oh, I've got a lot of upside here. But if it was a 10% upside, or it got back into a range where I thought it could go a bit more, and it would come to rest at that place, I would kill it. If I bought a share just for the dividend, I would sell it. So it has to have an extremely good reason for me to hold it, rather than a good reason, or rather than an okay reason, or rather than, well, I left that one alone because it was, I'd forgotten about it. And it's very easy to have a 50 shares and 10 you can't remember why you've got them, which is great in a bull market because in a bull market everything goes up. But in a bear market, only a small proportion of what you like will go up. So you just have to hack back to the blatantly obvious positions, away from the, you know, really good positions to the good positions. You just hack them all back to the ones you absolutely, you know are good, rather than the think are good. There's an old gold mining phrase that says, if you think it's gold, it isn't. If you know it's gold, it is. And in these times, I always hack back to the stuff that I know is gold rather than the stuff I think is gold. And that's kind of what I use. Oh, yes, absolutely, would never sell that one. Oh, yeah, any doubt, bang, it's gone.
Fantastic. And you already touched on the FTSE. I mean, it's obviously lagging the likes of the American markets and certainly the DAX. A lot of that could be put down to the strength of the pound. Do you think this strength will continue, albeit it's relative, you know, compared to where we were a year or two back?
I love the weak pound because I earn in dollars, or ADBFN earns a lot in dollars. And, you know, I really am, from a business perspective, like the weak pound, but it's been incredibly weak. And I think it's going to revert now, which is a pain in many ways for us. But, you know, you have to take it as it comes. So I think the pound is due for a rise. The FTSE is very interesting. I did a look at the DAX and look at the Dow and look at the FTSE since 1987. And it underpins just how massively the FTSE has underperformed the rest of those markets. And it's a damn good question, why? Why is it underperformed that much? What's going on there? And I do wonder, I think it's a very poor reflection on British governance in general, all the way up to the top since the 80s. It shows that the UK has horribly underperformed those countries, Europe, in this case Germany, and America horribly, horribly underperformed. And, you know, I think people should think about that and wonder why that is. Could be stamp duty, because stamp duty obviously takes a slice of 0.5% every time you move. So it could be draining the market by our lovely government. Or it could just be mismanagement. But it is fascinating just to put those three charts together from the crash of 1989 and see where the FTSE went. It could also mean that the FTSE is massively undervalued. Wouldn't that be lovely? But, you know, I think that it's very symptomatic of the British malaise. And you can see that in the FTSE very, very clearly when you put it against Germany, when you put it against America. You can see how the British have got poorer. And it's very clear to see there.
Understood. Well, certainly for our viewers, worth looking at those three indices. But in the meantime, Clem, thank you very much for joining us today. And hopefully we have you back on same time next week.
Thanks very much, Matt. See you then.